Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today I have the story that I meant to tell yesterday, but yesterday I got distracted by the story inside of the story, and I ended up spending the whole time on the story inside the story instead of the story. Today we're going to tell the story. The story is that there's a rabbi in town over here. We'll call him Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael told me that he's going to be in New York on Wednesday. Why did he tell me that? Because I go to his minyan, generally speaking, and when the rabbi is out of town, sometimes the minyan needs a little bit of extra help. So basically, I said I would try, you know, B'li Neder, to be there each day this week, especially those days that he's out of town. Okay. Fine. Now, we have a WhatsApp post that the shluchim around here use. So I mentioned on that WhatsApp post that there's a couple pairs of tefillin waiting to be picked up in Crown Heights. And if anybody's going to be in Crown Heights and they're able to pick up these tefillin, I would really appreciate it. Bring them back here to Cincinnati, where I live. This would save the cost of sending them through the mail. And tefillin, it's better, actually, to not send them through the mail if you don't have to. After all, while it's on the way in the mail, it's not in Jewish hands and so forth. And it's, of course, much more covered for the tefillin to be handled by Jewish people who care about the tefillin rather than just thrown around by somebody who has no idea what it is, just a package like any other package. Stacked up here, thrown around over here, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so at that point, Rabbi Miguel contacts me and he says, yeah, he's going to be in New York on Wednesday. So I thought he meant that he's reminding me about the minyan, that he's going to be in New York on Wednesday, and therefore, you know, would I please make sure to help? So I texted him back and I said, yeah, I'll try to make sure to be there to help with the minyan. I didn't realize that he was actually texting me that he'll be in New York in answer to my text that I was looking for somebody to bring back the tefillin. I had forgotten actually that I put that up there. And so when I saw him answer, I'll be in New York on Wednesday, I thought he was reminding me that he'll be away from the minyan and I should please, you know, make an extra effort to help with the minyan. Now, he, on the other hand, wasn't thinking about the minyan. He was just thinking to try to help me. Meanwhile, I was trying to help him. I wasn't thinking about what I had asked, which was, can somebody pick up the tefillin? When I saw his post, I was trying to help him. I thought he was looking for help with the minyan. So I said, oh, you're going to be in New York on Wednesday? Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'll try to help you. Whereas when he saw my post about the tefillin and he contacted me to say they'll be in New York on Wednesday. So he meant that he would try to be helpful. That's what he meant when he said, I'll be in New York on Wednesday. Not that I was looking for somebody to help in my projects, but rather that he would be available to help. So in other words, I was trying to help him, and he was trying to help me. And we mixed signals a little bit. But this is, I think, actually a beautiful story. Why? Because that's what Avos Yisrael is all about. Avos Yisrael means that I care as much or more for the other person as I care for myself. He was not thinking about his problem with the minyan. He was thinking more about how he could help me. And I, maybe it was a good day for me, was thinking not about what I needed from New York, from him, but how I could help him with the minyan. And this is really, you know, I think a nice story. It shows two Jewish people who are trying to help somebody else, and they're thinking more about helping the other person than they are about getting help for themselves. So we know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, hatred for no reason. The Rebbe says that it will be returned and rebuilt through avos chinam, love for no reason. Whether the person deserves it or not, in this case, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael is a wonderful person, and I admire him to the max. But even if it's somebody that we don't see such wonderful things about them, but we try to love them anyway, even if there's not a good reason to love the person. So much more so if there is good reason, but that's easy. If the person is very lovable, sure, we love them. But free love in Torah, Lashon, Avas Chinam means that we love another Jew even if there's no good reason, or you have to look really hard to find a reason to love that person. And this kind of love, caring more about the person than about ourselves, as much as we care about ourselves, or maybe even more. Because about ourselves, I can understand, okay, maybe I don't deserve whatever. I know my own, faults. But the other person, certainly I don't look at their faults. We look only with a good eye at the other person. And so this kind of avos Yisrael, really caring for the other person, and even if we don't see something that's lovable about the other person, this kind of avos Yisrael will certainly help to bring Mashiach. They come immediately. And when Mashiach comes, certainly we'll see all the beautiful qualities that every Jew has. Every Jew, as the Baal Shem Tov says, has infinite treasures within them. In Gullus, we can't see them. For whatever reason, the person is in their own Gullus, of course. That's the worst part of Gullus. We're in our own Gullus within our own self and our service of Hashem. But with the Gula coming, we will certainly see all the good side of everybody. And every single Jew will be able to love them very easily. And may it happen immediately, especially through your extra learning of Torah, extra learning of all parts of the Torah, extra doing of mitzvahs, and especially the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. Looking forward to Mashiach coming, learning about Mashiach, and wanting Mashiach to come. Even there was a suggestion made to set aside 5 minutes a day or some amount of time each day to think, speak, and or act, to do whatever we can to bring the Gula quicker, whether it's learning extra Torah, doing an extra mitzvah, telling more people about Mashiach and Gula, whatever it is, to have a set time every day or a set amount of time every day. This is my Mashiach Gula time. I'm going to try to do something, say something, think something to bring the Gula quicker. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.